Next from Alabama this evening, a fire at the home of a woman who accused Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual assault. And late today, authorities revealing they are speaking to a person of interest. ABC's Steve Osunsami tonight.
Fire investigators in Alabama tonight believe that this was no accident, that someone purposefully burned down the home that belongs to Tina Johnson, one of the women accusing Republican Senate nominee Roy Moore of sexual assault. But they tell us tonight they don't believe this was any sort of payback for that accusation and not connected to Roy Moore or any of his followers. Johnson claimed Moore crossed the line when she was 28 and meeting with Moore in his law office, saying that he couldn't keep his hands to himself.
He just grabbed me from behind on my buttocks, and he just squeezed it really hard. And I remember thinking, I was so ashamed. I felt humiliated in that moment. It took everything out of me.
The house burned down Tuesday, and neighbors report seeing a drunk man walking around the home before the fire. In a statement tonight, investigators say they're speaking to a person of interest, but say the ongoing investigation does not lead us to believe that the fire is in any way related to Roy Moore or allegations made against him. No one was home and no one was hurt in the fire. Neighbors say they do know the man who was seen around the house and say he has long been a problem. David.
Steve, thank you. The government out with the December jobs report tonight. U.S. employers adding 148,000 jobs last month. Fewer than many economists had expected, but it is the 87th straight.